AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump's pardons mean the release soon of some violent offenders who were convicted of roles in the Capitol riot. The president also declared an emergency at the Mexico border.
All illegal entry will immediately be halted, and we will begin the process of returning millions and millions of criminal aliens back to the places from which they came.
A U.S. Border Patrol agent was shot and killed yesterday on a highway in northern Vermont, south of the Canadian border. One suspect was killed, the other injured. President Trump also said there will soon be tariffs.
We're thinking in terms of 25% on Mexico and Canada because they're allowing vast numbers of people. Canada's a very bad abuser also. Vast numbers of people to come in and fentanyl to come in.
Those tariffs are expected to start February 1st. Israel's top general resigned, citing the security and intelligence failures related to Hamas's surprise attack that triggered the war in Gaza. Israel, meantime, launched a large military operation in the occupied West Bank city of Jenin. At least six people were killed. After leaving the inauguration in Washington, former Vice President Kamala Harris flew home to California and talked to firefighters and volunteers in Altadena, California.
We are some of the lucky ones. Our home is still standing. We wanted to come out, and in particular to this extraordinary community, and just let people know that we see them and that they are cared for.
Los Angeles Fire Chief Anthony Maroney says the fire danger there is still high.
The winds have been erratic throughout the day. Not really exactly what was predicted for that PDS extreme red flags wind event, but we're thankful for that. But we know we're not out of the woods.
The high wind warning around Los Angeles is expected to expire later today. This is AP News. A fire at a hotel at a ski resort in Turkey has killed at least 66 people.
The fire broke out early Tuesday at the restaurant of the 12-story Grand Kartal Hotel in Bolu province. The governor said at least two of the victims died after jumping from the building in a panic. There were 234 guests staying at the hotel. Television images showed the roof and top floors of the hotel on fire as thick plumes of smoke floated out of some of the upper windows, while emergency services worked tirelessly to extinguish the blaze. A private Turkish TV station said some people tried to climb down from their rooms using sheets. The cause of the blaze was not immediately known. The TV station suggested that the wooden cladding on the hotel's exterior may have accelerated the spread of the fire. I'm Karen Shamas.
The sequel to Prince Harry's feud with the British tabloids leads to a high-stakes trial starting today. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.